Throughout our rich heritage and spirituality, many spiritual masters have reminded us that if we do not worship God, something else will creep in and become our own God, either our own ego or an idol of this world. And we see this in this reality over and over and over again. Because I think in our postmodern reality, we think freedom is a freedom from something, from oppression, from an obstacle, from whatever is hindering us back from truly living our very self-defined reality. Therefore, it's easy to then make God an obstacle or something hindering for us. And that's why our secularistic society have slowly begin to make a propaganda to be free from religion, or what they call instituted religions, and ultimately to be free from any moral commandments or anything that comes from God. Then God no longer someone that we look up to, someone we learn from, someone we obey. God then only become our cheerleader, our support system, so that we live according to what we want. And that is the wrong approach, because in according to our Christian understanding, freedom is not a freedom from something, but a freedom for something greater. A freedom for God, a freedom for eternal truth, a freedom for our eternal homeland, a freedom that set us free from the enslavement to the things of this world, from the enslavement to our own ego, from the enslavement to politics, from the enslavement to man-made obstacles, ideologies, or whatever we think that will serve our agenda. Freedom, true freedom, set us free so that we know who we are, made in the image and likeness of God, to have that freedom not to live in fear, but to live as children of God, to serve Him, to obey what is right, what is true, what is just, what is eternal, what is transcendental, and what set us free from the reality of this changing world. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, it's important that we preach the true message of freedom, that God is not an obstacle to us, that God and our faith is not an obstacle to our true freedom to do whatever we want, but what God had given to us, the church teaches, is the true freedom to set us free to focus on what will give us life. We will be the most despicable and unfortunate people when we only live for ourselves and we miss all the signs and all the teaching of the church that called us toward a personal conversion. So that Jesus, when He comes again, we pray that we might not be among those people that only care about our own selves, seeing all the signs, but we only think that whatever we have judged, whatever is our standards, is somehow better than the standards of God, the standards of Christ, the standard of eternal values. But may we seek like the people of Nineveh, the people whom we have deemed to be inferior than us as an outsiders, as someone that should not be deserving of salvation. They saw the sign. They changed their life. They return back to God. May we not put ourselves more than the need to change our life, to seek conversion, but at all times to turn around, to come back to God, and to truly be free to live for what is greater than the values of this world.